Eamon, congratulations. Another good day at the office for Letterkenny.
Yeah, it's a good day. Tough game. But we started off very well, scored a fantastic goal, and then we let them back into it. And from then on, it was, just intense stuff, and it was a very, very tough game. And, from having such a tough game last week as well, I think we struggled a little bit, but we stuck with it, and we got a free kick in the end and scored a fantastic goal. So that's us in the next round.
Yeah, Portmarnock a bit disappointed with the way it ended up, Eamon. I think no more so than the penalty claim that they had in the second half, the challenge by Shane Bradley on their front man. It was one of those ones that could have gone either way.
Yeah, exactly. It was intense stuff. I was on the sideline there. I was trying to think, what changes could I make to influence the game. There wasn't too many you could make, and I would say they had the same problem on their bench. It was intense stuff. They couldn't make too many changes either, but, and saying that, it could have been a penalty, but I thought we had a good penalty turned down with the last 10 minutes when the keeper came out. I think it was on Kevin McGrath. So, 50-50.
It was one of those games where both teams had good spells in the game, and Rovers, if anything, finished the game the stronger, and the goal, it certainly didn't come against the run of play anyway.
No, that's right. We started off very well. We got a good goal, then we gave away a terrible goal, which it took us 15-20 minutes to get over that. And then towards the end of the first half, I thought we were getting back on top again. The second half, I would say it was 50-50, but it was end-to-end stuff. So, what I liked about us when we were attacking, we always had three or four players to attack with, and when we were defending, we always seemed to have enough back defending. So it goes to show you how hard the team was working, and they'll be disappointed, but we're just delighted we got that free kick and got that goal to take us into the next round.
The winning goal scored by Terence Shields, a man who was man of the match down in Dublin a fortnight ago, Eamon. Didn't have his best of games today, but he certainly came up with the winner at the end.
Oh yeah, I was pulling my hair out on the sideline wondering who should I get to take a free kick, and then I says, there's no point in me getting involved at this stage. So the next thing, Terence stood up and fair play to him, and he took the free kick and he scored it, which is absolutely brilliant.
Right, so into the hat for the second round draw. That draw is going to be on Tuesday evening, Eamon. I'm sure you'd love a home tie against a League of Ireland club.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We'd love a home tie against a League of Ireland club, and it'll be great for Donegal, be great for Letterkenny, great for Letterkenny Rovers, and we're absolutely delighted to be in it. But in saying that, the biggest worry I have at the moment is we have Bonnie Gee Wednesday night, and then we have two or three matches left in the league, and then we have the Intermediate Cup final, and then we have the FEA Cup. So I don't have a big plan, and I'm really, really worried in so far as how we'll get through with injuries, but hopefully everything will go okay for us.